This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Yoram Bauman is a serious economist. He is also the co-creator of the Cartoon Introduction to Economics, a sort of graphic textbook on the subject, which suggests, quite accurately, that he doesn't take his topic entirely seriously.
The first joke that I ever told on stage was that I'm the world's first and only stand-up economist, and my dad told me I'd never make it because there's no demand. My reply was that I was a supply-side economist. I just stand up and let the jokes trickle down.
The first statement there is true. Bauman does perform as, not a, but the stand-up economist. But the jokes don't exactly trickle down.
You think up 3 minutes of stuff that you think is funny, and then you go to open mic night, and you put your name down on a list, and you get up and you tell these jokes, or what you think are jokes. And if you're lucky, of that 3 minutes, there'll be 30 seconds of stuff that people laugh at. It's a little bit like reducing a soup stock when you're cooking. You go home and you get rid of all the stuff that people didn't laugh at. Then you add another 2.5 minutes and keep condensing it down until you have something that ideally you want people laughing every 10 seconds. And that's a serious challenge.
It all began, the Seattle resident says, when he was a graduate student. Yes, in economics.
You spend 80 hours a week thinking about anything and you're going to get kind of giddy about it. So when I was in graduate school, I wrote a parody of an economics textbook. That was my first foray into economics comedy, and then you know, I got passed around the department, and eventually it got published in a science humor journal, and I started performing it at science conventions and things like this, and then I got really into stand-up comedy and started going down to open mic night at the Comedy Underground in Seattle.
But he soon learned that performing to a lay audience that was just looking for laughs was a different matter.
Comedy is a different world. It's a different beast. You know, when you go to comedy clubs, it just looks like the performer is up there, and it's just effortless. And what you don't see is that each 5-minute routine maybe takes 3 to 6 months to craft and get it really tight to have the jokes flowing and everything working so that it seems natural. And it's like you're given that line, it just popped into your head and you're talking about that right then for the first time.
Still, being a stand-up economist remains a sideline. His almost full-time day job is teaching and consulting in his area of emphasis, environmental economics.
I'm an environmental economist. I work on things like carbon taxes and cap and trade systems and environmental tax reform. But the idea that we could replace some of the taxes that we have now, get rid of them, and instead have taxes on pollution and carbon emissions and things that we want less of, instead of having taxes on things that we want more of, like employment and investment and savings.
Perhaps surprisingly, Bauman says his comedic approach only occasionally translates into his teaching.
It can be a little hard. If you have to teach about elasticities or supply and demand or whatever, there's a limit to how funny you can be. But I'd show my students some of my comedy routines, and I think I'm comfortable being funny, and that comes out in class. You know, and if there's an opportunity to make a joke, then I'm probably a little bit more comfortable going for it than other people who teach who don't do comedy on the side.
But when it works, he's happy to have found a way to merge his two primary interests.
I sometimes say that the only thing that economics and stand-up comedy have in common for many people is that nobody wants to sit in the front row.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.